Hi, Gail. This is your third body talk session from the coaching program. So I'm going to record it as I do it, but I first want to let you know what's come up for me now. I just took some time to first tune into you. And I saw you as almost like robotic and dreamlike, just following the straight line, actually cycling, but just looking ahead, like disconnected, just following the line. And then there's this other aspect of you which was as much as the external appearances of that, there's like this other version that's super conscious of what's going on and very just aware and also anxious about everything that's happening around in the environment. And what came up for me is like these two different parts of you seem to me to be quite related to the different nervous system responses. So the one being the parasympathetic, which is when we are overly, it's basically fight flight. So we have racing thoughts, we think a lot, we feel anxious, we feel wired and stimulated and activated and half vigilant. Then the opposite of that would be parasympathetic, which is ideally the rest state. But what happens for many of us is we actually just shut down. And so it's almost a disconnected, numbed, apathetic, lack of drive kind of state. And oftentimes it comes because it's actually trying to make us rest. Because being in that hypervigilant state is so exhausting and depleting. But because it's also a trauma response, it's not a proper rest response. And I feel like you spent a lot of time in those two places in your childhood. And so in your present day, when you are triggered, you're going to go to one of those two places. And basically, you're having a body memory. So when you feel activated, anxious, racing thoughts, that is just a memory of your childhood and how you felt like in many times. And then when you're exhausted and depleted, it's also it's a body memory of what happened and the states you were in when you were a child, as much as it's your current reality in this moment, it's actually not a response to your reality. It's a memory. And then your body's responding as if it's real now. Okay. So what I then saw was this big banana leaf fanning slowly up and down. And what came up for me was rhythm and flow being very important for you. And just like, I feel like it's already happening, because then what I felt into is almost like your brain is slowing down. I can't read what I wrote. It's firing less often. It's like it's firing less easily and less often. In other words, it's being less activated to stress response. So it's almost as if you are, so in between this parasympathetic and the sympathetic or dorsal vagal, which is the sort of shutdown state, is what we call the window of tolerance, which is when we can tolerate what's happening to us and stay in the present. And it's almost like your window of tolerance is getting bigger. So it's for you. So it'd be interesting for you just to notice, oh, okay, I'm in that activated state, or okay, I'm in the dorsal vagal kind of shutdown state. And it's just a memory. This is just a memory of trauma. This is not my real state. It's not a sign of what my reality actually is right now. So just observing it in your body, meeting your inner child. And then I actually saw a pool of calm water. It was very, very calm. And you could see yourself in the water. And it's almost like what's happening is, as your brain is firing less, as you're spending less time in either of those two states, the water calms down. and become still, more still. And interestingly, water often represents emotions. So it's like there's a calmer emotional state. And in that emotional state, you're able to see yourself reflected. You're able to be with yourself and be with your inner child. So there definitely feels like there's something shifting for you there. Okay, so let's see what comes up in the session. So if you don't have approximately 25 minutes right now, then just pause and come back later to listen to this. Otherwise, lie down, make yourself comfortable. Okay, and I'm going to start off by doing your Cortices technique. So taking deep breaths as I do this. Just visualizing all the different cortices of your brain, all the different areas, just communicating with each other, all being connected, and the left and right left and right sides of your brain being connected. Okay, so I'm feeling like I'm being guided to place my hands on the backs of your shoulders, so essentially where your shoulder blades are behind your rib cage. And working with the blueprints of your shoulder blades, I need to slightly rotate the left one in towards the spine. And the same on the other sides. So if I'm looking at you, it would be, yeah, it's your left, and then now I'm doing your right. Okay. That feels interesting. Like there's a big relief and release in your collarbone now and your shoulders. Like the whole shoulder girdle just kind of, I don't think that's the right word. I don't know why that word came up, girdle. But you know what I mean, like, collarbone and your shoulders all just settle downwards instead of pulling up, and the shoulder blades flatten in towards the spine a bit. It's like everything's no longer so raised. And with that is a consciousness of settling back and down and being supported as you rest into that masculine support and allowing the earth to ground you, to hold you. So I've been taken out of the root chakra, and we're working with the energetic vortex of the root chakra. And at the moment, it's flowing anti-clockwise. Just trying to figure out what I need to. I need to do a okay. I need to do a formula on this vort on this root chakra to support the functioning of the root chakra around the consciousness of stability and safety and foundation. And there's a feeling coming up of lots of fear and not trusting yourself to be still. You couldn't trust that you could be still. because you can only be still when you feel safe, when things are predictable, and there wasn't a sense of predictability, so it wasn't safe to be still. There's a lot of memories tied to this, a lot of different ages. 4, 5, 6. 8's coming up big time. 11's coming up big time. 12, 13, 15. It's like we're working with an active memory thread through all of those ages of that feeling of not being able to be still, not being able to trust that you're safe enough, that there's enough consistency and predictability. It's like you have to stay on your toes. And then fear. Hypervigilance. Activation in your nervous system. Connecting that to your digestive system. Being very shut down, which is normally going to happen when you're in fight flight. But also, so there's like a feeling of nausea in the stomach, not able to stomach this, not able to digest this, not able to digest life, can't trust nourishment. Lots of fear, lots of activation in the body. Lots of grief and sadness. Mourning the loss of the ability to just feel safe, to just have a safe place that you can trust and rest into. Just the deep, deep, deep desire to sink down, to stop. Stop running. Stop fighting. Just settle. Wherever you are, no matter what's happening, right down into your pelvic bowl, into the earth, and to trust that you're safe. Bringing in the thalamus with a focus on the part of the thalamus that's related to dharmic living, which is right living, which is the idea of trusting or knowing what is right for you. And linking that to thalamus 1 and thalamus 7. The one aspect is related to Thalamus 1 and Thalamus 7 are around decision making, where one draws on the past and one is around the future, enabling you to make decisions that is balancing. Hold on, I found it here. 1 and 5, sorry. Section 5 is how we draw on past experiences, where we won't let go of how it was done in the past or what happened, and so we keep sort of being guided by, essentially, by fear and conditioning. And one is how we look into the future and address it, which may not always draw on past experiences, where it might be valuable to actually draw on past experiences. So it's about balancing the past and the future when you make decisions in the present. And then linking that to section 7, which is around dharmic living, the consciousness of truth and right living. So the decisions are made around what is the right thing for me to do and what is right for the world. And so it's not just about you, it's also about the world. Dharma is, you know, everything around you as well. So it's really like supporting you in your decision making. And this is all linking into the root chakra and your foundation, being grounded. Being able to be still, being able to hear the right answer. I'm bringing easy water into the energy of the vortex of the root chakra to just facilitate the flow of that, to just strengthen it. And to do that, I need to do the hydration technique, because we need proper hydration for easy water to be formed. So I am going to do the hydration technique. So again, if you've got some water, you could perhaps have a little sip and put a little bit in your navel, or just imagine you're doing that now. And I'm going to do the technique while you take deep breaths. Okay, and in the process, I'm also linking you into the global nature intelligence system through water, because water is our connection to nature. And nature has its own intelligence system of rhythms and cycles of what feels good and right. And you are very deeply, we all are very deeply aligned to that, particularly through water. Okay, so now holding all of that there, I'm going to do a tap out the Sidri formula on your root chakra. And the Sidri formula basically just brings it all into balance. It's kind of like also defragging it and then clearing out what's not needed and refragging and re-putting it back to reformulating it again and clearing out that what's no longer useful and recontextualizing, that sort of thing. Okay, so I'm going to do that now. You could maybe just visualize your root chakra, please, for me. So again, this is supporting the ability to be still, to trust the nourishment of life, digesting life, and to make decisions with a balanced focus on past and future and an emphasis on connection to nature and dharmic living. My attention's been drawn to your sacrum now. So we're really working with your foundations today, your root chakra, your sacrum. And then, of course, there's a connection between your shoulders, between the upper and lower body. So there's visualizing connecting your the back of your shoulders, your shoulder blade, to the back of your hip, so it was going to be right to left, and then it's going to be the other side, left to right. Emphasis here being on support and rest. A consciousness of resting back into something. The left side, your left side is up compared to your right. So this is what's going on with the sacrum now. So the sacrum is pulling to the left. It's like there's a whole alignment where, so the left shoulder is raised, the right shoulder is down, and then the left hip is raised and the right hip is down. So I'm going to start with the sacrum. So what's coming up when I feel into the sacrum is resistance, rebellion, not being able to trust. So it's not like, from just, if you imagine this as a teenager, it's not a teenager who's purposefully resisting and rebelling. It is a teenager who cannot trust life and needs to fight against it to feel safe. So it's like that's all that energy sitting in your sacrum. And the sacrum is around, it's because the base of your spine, it's about settling, you know, being grounded and surrendering into the earth, really like resting into the pelvis. Okay, even just bringing in that awareness is helping. Sacrum has been trying to do the job of something else. Your whole spine. It's like the sacrum has on its own been trying to take on the role of keeping you upright, keeping you safe. Just reminding the sacrum that its role is to be at the base, to surrender down into the earth as part of the pelvis. It plays a pivotal role in that whole structure where you can then sink down and be supported in the pelvis into the earth. So connecting the sacrum to the pelvis, pelvic girdle, and the hips, the ilium, and even in the front to the pubis, it's all connected. Being connected is the consciousness here. And there's an awareness of the spine all the way up to the shoulders and that they all connected. And I'm asking permission to move the blueprint of the sacrum back to its most optimal position at this point in time. Okay, so we're working there with the definition of connection, surrender, teamwork, so being part of a team with the whole pelvis. But obviously these are also consciousness aspects coming up in your life as well. Not alone, not having to carry it all on your own, not being self-reliant. Okay, I'm going to tap that up. No, I can't tap it out yet. There's a belief system. Or fear, belief system. I'll be let down. If I trust other people, if I am part of a team, I will be let down. So the belief, safe to trust life. It is not safe to trust life. Just trying to find the right belief here. It's more like an affirmation. It is, I rest and receive support. So there's two aspects to this. Not only do you naturally, are you naturally able to receive support from life, it's always available to you there, but you actually don't even have to do anything. You're allowed to just rest into the earth, surrender into life, and receive that support. Okay, that's being tapped out now. Just take a deep breath. From my side, it feels like everything's a lot quieter. It's more still and calm. It's like your brain wants to automatically think, but there must be something I must worry about. There must be something I must do. And then there's a stillness in the nervous system. Nope. You're okay. You can trust this. Okay, so please drink lots of water and do the Cortices technique for 11 days and listen to this again on the 10th day, please. And let me know if there's any questions at all. May this hold you well and serve you well.